This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau.
It broke my heart because it could have been us. I don't even know how to digest this.
Police are looking for whoever shot and killed two people at a block party early yesterday morning in Baltimore. More from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
It isn't clear what sparked this shooting, and Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott on CBS Morning says they're still looking for suspects.
We are not going to stop until we find them and hold them accountable, but we're not just going to stop at them. We're going to try to find out who sold the gun, who trafficked that gun into Baltimore, and hold everybody on the chain responsible. Because that's what we need to start doing in this country.
He's calling on Congress to enact gun law changes.
It is miserably hot in Southern California, says KCBS-TV's Lauren Posen.
A sizzling 95 degrees in Santa Clarita. The weather didn't stop the TBI baseball team from playing, although the heat did cause some problems.
There was two umpires that actually passed out because of the heat.
Two people are dead, including a police officer, in a shooting at a hospital in southern Indiana this morning. Officers confronted the suspected shooter when they responded to a call at Perry County Memorial Hospital in Tell City. The man and Sergeant Heather Glenn were killed. Chief Derek Lawallen.
Our police department suffered a tremendous loss. We've lost a dear colleague, a dear friend.
Glenn had been a police officer in Tell City for almost 20 years. Violent protests in France seem to be easing. They began after a 17-year-old boy of North African descent was shot and killed by police last week. More than 3,000 people have been arrested, about 1,000 buildings damaged, and 700 police officers injured. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
45,000 officers were deployed nightly over the weekend. In a Paris suburb, rioters rammed a burning vehicle into the local mayor's home in the early hours of Sunday. His wife and two young children had to escape over the garden wall.
Israeli drones have struck targets in a militant stronghold in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian health officials said at least three Palestinians were killed. Israeli Defense Force spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht.
We're not there to hold ground or stay there. We're focused on specific targets inside the camp, so it could take hours or maybe a day or two, as long as it takes to break the mindset of that place being a safe haven for terrorists.
There's been an explosion at a building in Tokyo's Shimbashi commercial district. It shattered windows and spewed smoke, injuring four people. The explosion happened at a restaurant in the second floor of an eight-story building, injuring two people inside and two pedestrians. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Cameron Hall.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DNR is asking people to consider attending a public fireworks celebration rather than putting on their own shows. That's because of ongoing drought conditions and elevated wildfire risk. The DNR says fireworks are not allowed on DNR-managed lands, and in many places, fireworks that leave the ground or explode are not allowed. If you are using fireworks, make sure you have the right permits and set up in an area that is less likely to catch on fire, such as concrete or gravel. Also, have access to water. Many communities here in western Wisconsin will have fireworks shows at dusk through Independence Day. If you're traveling over the next couple of days, you won't be alone. AAA says over 50 million people will be traveling for the July 4th holiday. In addition, AAA says they are offering free transportation to help keep intoxicated people off of the roadways this Independence Day. You can call 855-2GO-2GO to get a free ride home. That service goes through Wednesday morning. Have a happy and safe Independence Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
Well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with our producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers on this Holiday Independence Edition. Monday, July 3rd, 2023, we are here live with you on a Monday. Happy to have you along with us, Mr. Zommers. We are into hour number two.
Yes, we are, and it's always good to hear from our friend Jeff Perry.
Absolutely. Great, and we've said this before, but especially now that we're statewide, it's my favorite part of the show, quite frankly, is our listeners that call in, always offer tidbits of information that I might not have known before, or bring a different perspective. And that's a great part about having a statewide show, because you realize at the end of the day, whatever party we happen to support or vote for, first and foremost, we are Wisconsinites and Americans. Doesn't matter whether we're in Green Bay, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Hayward, Amory, Eau Claire, La Crosse, places in between. We're all the same. We're all trying to fight, just have a better life for ourselves and our kids, our grandkids. And proud to be Wisconsinites. Proud to be Americans. That's why we've got the banner, the red, white, and blue bunting up behind us today, a special holiday edition. In this half, or this hour, rather, going to be giving away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Six tickets to Thursday's game at 1:10 p.m. against the Chicago Cubs. Six tickets to the club level. Be giving away those away shortly. Also talking this hour about Bidenomics. Fox News. Yes, Fox News even bragging about how well the Biden administration is doing on the economy. We'll have a cut and discuss that as well. And a special holiday edition of Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zommers. But first, let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And let's go to Tom up in Sauk County. Speaking of folks that we always enjoy hearing from, Tom, happy Independence Day to you, sir.
Hi, Mr. Alba.
What is new and happening?
Any advice for those who drink a bottle of booze tomorrow, asking for a friend?
Funny you should say this, or you should ask, because I was going to later on in the show, but let's pull it out right now, because there's some great holiday advice that has been told to me over the years by a special person in my life, and in fact, I do have some advice for those who might be consuming alcohol this weekend or this holiday. Remember this, if you have a fifth on the fourth, don't go fourth on the fifth.
I'm going to remember that.
If you have a fifth on the fourth, don't go home on the, or don't go fourth on the fifth. Great piece of,
it's simple. It's right? Memorable.
It is.
Yeah.
I have taken that with me for many, many years. And people who are not familiar with a fifth of alcohol kind of look at you like, what the heck are you saying?
Speaking of the holiday, I think it's neat that we celebrate people who don't join a political party. Yes. But do you think it's just political gridlock that explains why we don't have also have a Democrats' Day and a Republicans' Day in addition to Independence Day?
Well, I mean, you know, the Republican Party was born in Wisconsin, and as I like to say, it's also died in Wisconsin. But you know, so if you're in any political party, you do celebrate it. But yeah, we don't have a national holiday for political ideology. But that's the point, right? We're supposed to look past our partisan preferences and focus on the fact that we're all Americans first and foremost.
Are you familiar with the No Labels Party?
I've heard of it. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Are you?
They stand for political centrism and bipartisanship.
Well, that's what they say.
But its goal is to have a ticket of moderate candidates for POTUS and VPOTUS on the ballot in all 50 states for 2024. And it hopes to attract voters who are dissatisfied with both major parties.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more plausible is that it's going to peel away mostly Biden votes, potentially throwing the election to Trump. So it would help to know which right-wing billionaires are funding No Labels.
Well, I'm really glad you brought this up, Tom, because we're going to, in another show, we're going to spend actually more time on this, because you're absolutely right. As I'm doing some research on this now, but it appears there are more conservative billionaires funding No Labels in order to get a Republican elected. That seems to be the real purpose of this group, No Labels.
538.com just did a great piece on No Labels.
Really? All right.
It argues that, electing a No Labels president is a fantasy, because even though 40% of Americans call themselves independents, most of those independents actually lean strongly either Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And only about 1 in 10 voters are truly independent, even though most of them also lean either right or left.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, everyone is dissatisfied with both parties, but more importantly, everyone hates and fears one of the two parties.
Remember, about 23,000 votes for Jill Stein in 2016, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. So as Forrest Gump says, that's all I have to say about that. DJ, Tom, Jack, always appreciate you calling in. Have a great day up there in Sauk County, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Happy Independence Day.
All right, be good.
All right, you too. Back with more after this. If you're on the phone, hold. We'll take your call in a minute.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. It's Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hello, Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer on this Independence Day edition, Monday, July 3rd. We are live with a brand new show. Welcome in. We appreciate you being here. Kind of an open line, Independence Day version, whatever you want to talk about, whatever is on your mind. This hour, get ready. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets to that game on Thursday against the Chicago Cubs. Six tickets. In the club level, going to be giving those away. Also talk about Bidenomics, what they're talking about in Fox News. Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zommer is a special holiday edition. But first of all, let's go to the lines. Luann in Hale's Corner. Great to have you listening to Hale's Corner. Luann, hey. Thanks for being with us and holding through the break. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I called to win the Brewers tickets.
Oh, we haven't. I'm sorry. We haven't given the question yet. So I thought you were calling in about.
Oh, I gotta wait.
Yeah, well, we usually do a trivia question, and then it's the first person with the right answer. So keep listening. We're gonna give them away in just a couple of minutes here. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. I thought you were calling to make a comment on the show.
Wait, no, I do want to make a comment.
All right, go ahead.
You've touched on so many subjects here, but. I'm with you. I always try to look for the light at the end of the tunnel, and these Supreme Court decisions really are heartbreaking. And then somebody like by the name of Dan Schaefer with the recombobulation area pointed out that in the next presidential election, there's going to be possibly two Supreme Court seats opening up, or that might be in the near future. That should give us hope and a reason to keep working on the elections coming up, because that means a 5-3 majority, 5-4 majority, is it, in the other way? So I'm just pointing out that there is a little bit of hope here.
I think there's absolutely there's a lot of hope, and I really appreciate the call, because that's what we try to. I mean, we have to report. We try to report. We always want to report the truth, but we try to report what's current and talk about it. And sometimes it's not always the happiest stuff. But yes, it's great. As you know, it kind of sounds trite, but Jesse Jackson said this years ago at the 1988 Democratic Convention, keep hope alive, right? I mean, keep hope alive. And as simple as it is to say, I think we have to continue to do this, particularly with our young people who are going to the polls, because that's the thing that will kill all this if people don't believe that their vote matters.
Absolutely. And hope means there's work to do. So kudos to all the people that are out there trying to register new voters, like Mandela Barnes and his group, Souls to the Polls. I mean, we do have work to do, and there is hope.
Yeah, no, there absolutely is. Well, we'll keep listening, Luann. We're giving these tickets away here in a few minutes, and I hope you call in. I hope you win them, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll call back.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. What are your thoughts on our open line Monday here on July 3rd, the Independence Day edition, talking about these decisions in the Supreme Court and elsewhere? What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you, just like Luann in Hale's Corner. 844-967-2789. I want to go to this cut that we have, Mr. Zommer. We're going to play it for you just a second here. So let me set – this is this is from, I believe, over the weekend. And do you see on your, because I don't have it right in front of me, Mr. Zommers. I'm trying to find out what show this was on. In Fox.
The Five.
The Five. Thank you very much. Have you ever watched? I don't watch a lot of Fox News like I used to, but I'm not familiar with the program, The Five.
You know, neither am I. I think it might be what replaced Tucker Carlson.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I have honestly no idea.
Fox News viewers, we apologize. We're not regular Fox viewers. Found this on the Twitter, as they say. And by the way, Twitter is going down in flames. I'm kind of only half joking. Apparently, Elon Musk over the weekend put a... you can only view so many tweets per day.
I think it's 600.
Yeah. And...
And that's a whole other story, but apparently he's not paying his bills to Amazon and Google, and so there's not as much storage. Anyway, I got this off Twitter over the weekend from Fox News itself, from one of the contributors. And this was a take on President Joe Biden and the economy, and as he's calling it, Bidenomics, on Fox News. So if you say, well, Todd, you're just making things up, or you have a political bent, all right, well, don't take it from me. Then take it from Fox News. This is what they said on The Five on Fox News about Joe Biden over the weekend.
But Joe Biden has a tremendous economic record to run on. There's a nifty chart floating around social media. Everyone should check it out. The U.S. has the highest post-pandemic growth in the G7 and the lowest inflation. So all the countries we compare ourselves to, 13.1 million jobs created. So, yes, all the ones that were lost during COVID came back, and then we're gaining jobs at a faster clip than we did under the Trump presidency. 800K in manufacturing. There are articles all over talking about the manufacturing boom. We know unemployment is below 4%. We have 35,000 infrastructure projects. And before you say, oh, you're not going to see a bridge for 20 years or whatever, there are Republican senators humiliating themselves on Twitter now, talking about how excited they are that the broadband is coming to them. $3 billion going in. Tommy Tuberville, I think is how you pronounce it, you know, says like the broadband's coming. And then Joe Biden gets to quote retweet him and say, see you at the groundbreaking, which is what he did to Mitch McConnell. John Cornyn's been doing it. Nancy Mace, Elise Stefanik. These are people who voted against the things that their constituents are now going to get, and they want to take credit. And they don't deserve it for voting against it. 10.5 million new applicants for small business loans in the last 2 years. That's the fastest we've seen that happen over a 2-year period. So, oh, one of my favorites, U.S. consumer confidence. Talked about that. It's at a 17-month high.
There you go. I mean, why in the heaven's name is that not being talked about by Democrats from every rooftop, cell phone, website, and newspaper available?
They're talking about it on Fox News, and they didn't just cut her off and right? go to commercial.
Right? That is Fox. That's not, you know, from the White House lectern. That's not from MSNBC or Rachel Maddow. That cut is from Fox News, The Five. I think it's tremendous. And so you start, if you focus on what they just said, and then you put in to perspective the, I think, absolutely political genius of Biden coming to this agreement on basically the budget and the debt ceiling that is not going to come up until after the next election for president. I mean, unless there is, God forbid, some catastrophic catastrophe that can't be foreseen, what are Republicans actually going to run against Joe Biden on? And yet Democrats aren't talking about this enough, in my opinion. She hits on a great point there. This infrastructure bill of Biden's, put through, of course, or helped through, and helped the writing of it, the authoring, by Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. One of the most successful pieces of legislation of the Biden presidency thus far. Putting billions and billions of dollars into infrastructure. And as she points out, now you have Republicans, conservatives, I'll say a nut job like Tommy Tuberville. He's the guy, by the way, Matt Flynn, our colleague that directly is after us. Matt Flynn's been pointing this out for weeks. Tommy Tuberville, former big football coach, right? College football coach, Tommy Tuberville. And he is holding up the confirmation of admirals and generals in the U.S. military because of personal, things that he doesn't like. Holding up. Because of social issues, abortion, gay issues, holding up confirmation of our military. And he's a Republican, but yet, he'll be right next to Joe Biden when he shows up to give out the money for the bridges and the roads. And Biden's fantastic, right? Instead of getting mad about it, getting angry, he just tweets back and says, I'll see you at the ribbon cutting. Same thing he did to Mitch McConnell. Bunch of money in here for bridges between Kentucky and Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. Mitch McConnell was there representing Kentucky, stood right next to President Biden and said, thank you very much. Not very many Republicans actually voted for this, okay? I don't have the list in front of me. Adam Kinzinger, former congressman who was beaten, of course, in his primary because he had the audacity to vote against or vote for the impeachment for Trump in the second round on the January 6th committee with Liz Cheney. Former Congressman Adam Kinzinger was one of the people that voted for the infrastructure bill, one of the few Republicans. I don't believe any Republicans in Wisconsin did. So if you see Fitzgerald or Grothman or Tom Tiffany or Derek Van Orten or Style, if you see them posing for holy pictures for money from the infrastructure bill, they not only had nothing to do with it, they voted against it, as did Ron Johnson, the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. So don't let these guys take credit for it and say, oh, we're bringing in this money for local municipalities, for roads and bridges. Actually, no. It's no thanks to them at all. Who it's thanks to is Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congressman Mark Pocan, Congresswoman, Gwendolyn Moore. I get this COVID brain yet. Clear back from December. I think it's real. I space out of things more often.
Probably, yeah. It happens to a lot of people.
But Gwendolyn Moore, Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, also voted for the infrastructure bill. And this is the point that these people are making on Fox News. This is what will help Democrats, including Biden, get reelected. They're not asking me, believe me. But as a former Republican, if I were advising the Democratic strategists and candidates for 2024, I'd say take that cut from Fox News and play that everywhere. Run on that. Job creation, the best G7 country to deal with inflation anywhere in the world. Run on that. Because that's what people are going to vote, especially if you look at the Marquette Law School poll that came out on Thursday, Friday in Wisconsin. It's going to come down to the independents, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. 2024 will be this very, very narrow band of voters. The hardcore Democrats are going to vote for the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden. The hardcore right Republicans are going to vote for the Republican nominee, most likely Donald Trump. It's going to fall in the middle. Wisconsin, probably 30,000 people will decide who wins Wisconsin. In western Wisconsin and along kind of that corridor north of Highway 29. Probably going to come down to that. What do you think about that? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. How do you think Joe Biden should look at 2024? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Also on the other side, some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Don't go anywhere. This is the Independence Day edition of the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police continue the search for those who shot and killed two people yesterday morning at a block party in Baltimore. On CBS Mornings, Mayor Brandon Scott vowed to find the shooters.
We won't stop until we find those responsible and hold them accountable. We won't.
28 others were wounded, many of them under 18. It's a blistering sun in Phoenix, says KPHO's Casey Torres.
We are right outside the Echo Canyon trailhead at Camelback Mountain. I can feel the sun hitting my face. I'm sweating, and I can feel the heat radiating from the asphalt here.
15,000 workers at 65 major hotels in Los Angeles and Orange County have walked off the job. Union organizer Vicky Beza Allen.
They want a pension plan that will allow them to retire with dignity. They're asking for a fair workload.
The employees have been trying to negotiate a new contract since April. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. If you're traveling over the next couple of days, you won't be alone. AAA says over 50 million people are traveling for the July 4th holiday. To avoid any delays, it's important to make sure things are in order before heading out.
The biggest calls that we get to our roadside assistance line are relating to tires and batteries. So if you have a chance, get your vehicle in.
That's Nick Jarmuse of AAA. In addition, AAA is offering free transportation to help keep intoxicated people off of the roadways this Independence Day. You can call 855-2TOW-2GO to get a free ride home. The service continues through Wednesday morning. And it's been very dry this summer so far, but widespread rain is in the forecast over the next couple of days. Scattered strong storms are possible on Independence Day, with rain lingering into Wednesday. Otherwise, it will be very warm and humid early this week. Have a happy and safe Independence Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to the Todd Lawball Show on Monday, July 3rd, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers. We are live with you on this Independence Day edition of the show. Great to be spending a little time with you. I know a lot of people are off today across the state of Wisconsin, taking a little extra day, a little extra weekend. Mr. Zomers and I will be technically off tomorrow. We'll have a rerun for you tomorrow. What did we dial? We dialed last Tuesday's show up. Is that what we did, Mr. Zomers?
I'm not sure. I think Evan got that put together.
There will be something on the air tomorrow in the form of the Todd Lawball Show, a rerun. So that will be broadcast tomorrow. And then back with a live show for you on Wednesday. So looking forward to that on the 6th. Speaking of the 6th, on Thursday the 6th, rather, we have 6 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewer baseball game for this Thursday, July 6th. It is at 1:10 p.m. in the afternoon, the first pitch. All right. So you have to be available to go at 1:10 in the afternoon on Thursday, July 6th. Also, You cannot have won a Brewer ticket in the last 30 days. Not the last calendar month, but the last 30 days. All right? So go back to June 3rd, basically. Also, you have to have a smartphone because these tickets, not our choice, the Brewer's choice, they are not paper. We can only send them to you electronically. So we have to email them to you, and you have to have a smartphone so you can take that to the Brewers game. You download the Major League Baseball app, and then they scan those tickets through the app. So I haven't won the last 30 days, and then also that you have a smartphone. Here is the question for you. Using July 4th, 1776, as a starting point, how old will the United States of America be tomorrow on July 4th? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. First person with the right answer wins. Mr. Zomers will take your call. We'll put you on the air right away. And give us a guess. How old is the United States tomorrow on July 4th? If you use the starting point of July 4th, 1776, how old is the United States tomorrow? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. I'm hoping this works out. She called in earlier. I see she is back with us. Let's go to Hale's Corner. Luann, you are the first caller. How old is the United States tomorrow?
Now listen, I'm doing the I'm panicking, so I can't.
It's okay.
But it's going to be 23 plus.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
You can do it. Take your time. Take your time. We'll talk amongst ourselves while you do the math. Yeah, because there's some disparity. Some people use a different, you know, some people use other factors. We are using July 4th, 1776 as the inception. It is when the Constitution, or pardon me, when the Declaration of Independence was signed by the Continental Congress, all right, in Philadelphia, 1776. July 4th. A lot of people don't realize that July 2nd is when it passed in Congress. It wasn't signed until July 4th. But using July 4th, 1776 as the starting point, how old is the United States tomorrow? Mr. Zomers, while she does the math, do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
All right. This is for all the marbles. This is for six tickets in the club level. Luann, Hale's Corner, what say you?
Oh my gosh. I say, hold on, let me double check.
All right, double check the math.
Drum roll, please.
All right.
I say 247 years.
You want to know what I say to that? I say Hale's Corner, yes, absolutely. Congratulations. Hale's, yes. Hale's Corner's, yes. Are you going?
I'm picking my grandson.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. Grandsons and grandma going to the... You have six tickets to the game on this Thursday, July 6th. It's at the club level. You guys are going to love this. It's like concierge service, actually. They're absolutely fantastic seats. Make sure you take your cell phone, stay on the line. By the way, are you listening to us over the air or on the app?
On the app.
That's great. That's great. The Civic Media app. That's great. Stay on the line now. Mr. Zomers will take your full name, your telephone number, and your email off the air, and we will get those tickets to your email. Congratulations, Luann. Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, my pleasure. That is fantastic. See, I mean, again, that's why I love coming to work every day, because you get to talk to great people like Luann, listening to us on the Civic Media app. And you say, well, Todd, I didn't know there was an app. I thought you were a radio network. Guess what? We're both. We're on all these radio stations across the state of Wisconsin, but we're also on the app. So to paraphrase David Letterman, we are in select cities across Wisconsin. And if your city, and heaven forbid it hasn't been, but if your city has not been selected, you can still listen to us. On the Civic Media app, simply go to your app store on your smartphone, either Apple, or Android. Go to your smartphone, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It comes up, a C and an M logo, kind of in a blue and red. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download, usually. It's free. Best of all, free is what Gayle King calls a deal. The free Civic Media app. And then you can just simply open that up and you can take Mr. Zummers and I with you, or whoever our producer that is each and every day. You can take him. Sometimes each hour. Sometimes each hour. That was the best thing I heard today. Sometimes each hour you can take us along right in your pocket, in your car, in your garden, on the beach, wherever you're at, wherever you have cell phone service, wherever you have Wi-Fi, or as my friends in El Salvador say, Wi-Fi, wherever you have it, you can take us along. The Civic Media app. Go to your app store now and download it. You're not going to be sorry. All the great Civic Media radio programming. And don't forget this. If you're not Luann, and if you're not going to the game in person on Thursday, you can still listen to it. All summer long, Milwaukee Brewer Baseball right here on Civic Media. You can listen to us on the eastern part of the state on the big 1100 AM. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, all the way kind of from the porches of Sun Prairie to kind of the porches of Shawano. And a lot more in between, all along and around Lake Winnebago, the Fox Valley, Oshkosh Air Support, the big 1100 on the AM side. And on the FM side, it is 98.3. Also over on the Driftless in southwest Wisconsin, my home stomping grounds, WRCE, News from the Center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7, WRCE, Milwaukee Brewer Baseball. All season long, can't wait for those games at home against Chicago. Bob Uecker back on the call for those home games. Fantastic, right? Really love that. Thank you, Luann, for listening, and thank you, all of you, for listening. We'll have more tickets all season long, not just on this show, but on others. Be listening as Luke Mathers wakes up and he checks his sealed mayonnaise jars under Funkin' Waggle's porch, and if there's tickets in there, he gives them to us.
I didn't know that's where they came from.
I don't think he appreciates it when I say that, because he says, Todd, they're not paper tickets. Remember, they're electronic.
Well, that's the thing. They're not paper tickets because they're covered in mayonnaise, so he digitizes them.
That's exactly. The mayonnaise makes it you have to transfer them from paper to electronic.
Why? I don't know why they insist on shipping them that way, but oh well.
I know. It's odd, isn't it? Oh, my goodness gracious. It is now 2:42 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, coming up right after our show, it is Matt Flynn Direct. I believe it's a best of episode, as well as best of Devils and best of Maggie Dawn. Not sure if Rick Smith Across America at 8 is pre-recorded or not. And then it's Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot, tape delayed at 10. So a great lineup across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know what? I had this story. Let's see if I can find it here in real time. There was a story about squirrels and they're exploiting. You ever heard of exploiting?
No. What? How do you spell that?
I S-P-L-O-I-T-I-N-G, exploiting. Squirrels exploiting. It was a great story. See if I can find this in real time for you. This is exactly the kind of story that we need right now, because it has to deal with the heat. It's oppressively hot right now.
It looks like it's S-P-L-O-O-T, so it's splooting.
Oh, splooting. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. All right, let me find this. I have it. That's... Have you ever seen a squirrel sploot?
You know, looking at these pictures, I don't think I have.
This was on National Public Radio. This is a fantastic story, and we have exactly enough time to talk about this. So the heat, and it's like 90 degrees here in Madison today. Also hotter around the state of Wisconsin. And it's a great story from National Public Radio. If it just loads here, my darn computer. It's all because of the heat, you understand. And so what squirrels do is they will lay out on the ground, their bellies on the ground, and they put their arms and their legs like straight out, basically. I'm not making this up. And because I guess it's because they can only pant so much with a squirrel tongue. And so they splute. And it's called spluting, where they sprawl out like this. And I guess other animals will do it occasionally as well. I never heard about this until I read it. Had you, Mr. Somers?
No. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
I thought so, too. I mean, have you ever spluted in the summer?
You know, I think I might have. Maybe not outside, though. I go in my own room and, like, the nice cool bed just spread out across the whole bed.
Okay, so here we go. Who are they? Squirrels. As this is directly... spluting is tied to climate change. It's making extreme heat events more common. These bright-eyed, bushy-tailed critters are spluting to cope. Spluting is behavior some animals use to cool their body temperature. Squirrels are finding cool surfaces and lying on their stomachs, legs spread to cool off. Think of it like finding the cool side of the pillow that you're trying to fall asleep on. According to Sonny Carrero of the New York City Police, or a Department of Public Parks and Recreation, she says all about transferring the heat away from their bodies. She says they're trying to find a cool space. And if they could put as much of their core body on the cool space, then the heat is going to transfer from their bodies to other surfaces. So in the case of squirrels, you'll also see them maybe on a shady sidewalk or a park path or in grass or just splayed out, right? Says much of the southern U.S. under heat advisories, millions of people are facing dangerous extreme temperatures, and that's why they're uncomfortable with the heat. The wildlife is too. When hunters, or whether when humans are hot, sweating cools us down. But animals that can't sweat have to resort to other behavior to cool off. Dogs pant, birds dunk themselves in water, and squirrels splute. I did not know that. I did not know there was a lot of spluting going on. So what's the big deal? Spluting squirrels are popping up all over social media. And once I looked for it, I found it. And while it may seem goofy and cute, it is. Spluting can be a sign that squirrels are experiencing temperatures much higher than what they're used to. And climate change is making it worse. So there you go. So it's not just the smoke we had last week in Wisconsin. It's also that squirrels are just they're hot. They're way too hot, and so they have to resort to this spluting. Which reminds me, on my way to work today, you're not going to believe this, Mr. Zommers. On my way to work today, I passed Olin Park, and I looked over, and there was a squirrel putting suntan lotion on his nuts.
Wow. I feel like that'd make it harder to eat, but
that's how hot it is. That's how hot it is here in Madison right now. We're going to come back and we're actually going to talk to Mr. Zom, a special holiday edition of Board Game of the Week. It's too hot to go outside, air condition or splute yourself and play a board game. We'll have it for you after this. Don't go anywhere. It's an Independence Day version of the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, steps in after the top of the hour news. Matt Flynn direct a great repeat episode. Always no live calls today because his show is a repeat, but always informative. Matt Flynn direct at 4 o'clock. Then the Devil's Advocate with Crudy and Dom. Remember, it's never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. At 6 o'clock, a rerun this afternoon, a great show, the Maggie Dawn Show. She, like Matt Flynn, an attorney, great perspective these days on things like the Supreme Court and all the goings-ons here in Wisconsin. At 8 o'clock, then, Rick Smith Across America, and at 10 o'clock, a tape-delayed version of Native Roots Radio with the wonderful Robert Pilot. Met him up in Green Bay about a month ago. Great guy, funny guy, really informative guy, Robert Pilot. Great person, great host to Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. My sister has already texted in here. She says, quote, oh, how I missed Aaron and the banana phone. So there you go. A shout out from Heather.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I missed Aaron and the banana phone song, too. Speaking of Mr. Zommers, it is time for an Independence Day version of Board Game of the Week.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are here for Board Game of the Week on a special Independence Day edition. We got the fireworks to celebrate. We're all ready to go.
Honest to God, when I heard that first firework, I'm like kind of ducking these days. I'm like, that's the first reaction. I mean, yeah. I mean, for my neighbor, I just moved. When you heard that, you started to duck. Anyway, go ahead. Let's keep things light and happy here. Yes, Board Game of the Week, Independence Day Firework Edition.
So yes, it actually is related to fireworks.
Oh, really?
The board game for this week is called Hanabi or Hanabi. I'm not sure.
Okay, God bless
My
you.
Japanese is rusty.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
No, it's the Japanese word for fireworks.
Really?
And it is a 2-5 player game. Pretty easy to play and pretty short, clocking in at about 25 minutes.
All right.
And you're trying to work together to make the best fireworks show. Mm. So you have cards of different colors and different numbers, 1-5.
All right.
And you're trying to play 1-5 in the right color. Sounds pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Only your other players can see your cards. You cannot see your own cards. And you can only give hints. You can't just tell them the number or the color. So it's a pretty fun little game. You got to figure out a system with your friends to be able to give the right hints.
And do you have to be honest about it? Or can you use kind of like trickery to make them pick the wrong card?
I mean, you could, but it is a pretty cooperative game, so you might not want to.
Oh, I see. It's cooperative. See, if I play this with my niece Isabel would just be like trying to trick me into picking the wrong card. This sounds really fun, actually. This sounds like a cool game.
Yeah, and guess what? It's only about $8.
Really?
So it's
very affordable.
Pretty cheap, easy to play. 2-5 players, so you can, if you have a little bit of a bigger gathering, you can get a couple more people in to play it. I always appreciate when games go up to at least 5.
Yeah. That's really, and it can be online, or is this kind of more common in stores, or something you have to order online, you think?
You can do either. I've seen it in most game stores that I've been in anytime within the last few years, actually. So.
Wow. Say the name, I'll spell it, because I obviously don't know Japanese either.
Yeah, Hanabi, or Hanabi. It is H-A-N, H-A-N-A-B-I.
All right. Hanabi or Hanabi?
I think it's Hanabi.
Hanabi. All right, Hanabi. H-A-N is a Nancy. A-B-I. Hanabi.
Yes, we'll that's correct. That.
All right, there it is. Hanabi, our board game of the week. Appreciate you doing that, Mr. Summers. Appreciate it. And pulling out a spectacular, you know, Independence Day themed one as well.
Yeah, you got to have some of those funny ones ready. You know, yeah. Some holidays don't really have board games themed after them, at least not ones that are good.
Right, right.
But if you have stuff like Christmas, I'm sure there's plenty of those. Halloween, there's a ton.
Yeah. There's all kinds of, yeah. So play a little Hanabi and enjoy some fireworks tonight. Are you going anywhere for fireworks tonight, or are you hanging out with friends tonight? So?
I'm just hanging out at home.
You're just hanging out splooting.
I'm just splooting. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, Hanabi is simple enough that you can play it while splooting.
Oh, really? Well, see, you could cool yourself off, do a little splooting, and play Hanabi.
You just got to have a big, cool area, like a big concrete floor, and have your five people splooted out in a star.
Ooh. Or like marble floors. Like go to the,
that'd be better.
Go to the Capitol.
That'd be
right,
a lot better.
Right in the rotunda. Just do some splooting right in the rotunda.
Might want to clean it a little first.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The Capitol maintenance people are spectacular. Because when I worked there, I'd be there working at night. And I'm telling you, those are some of the unsung heroes of state government. The people that clean the Capitol. Because it's cleaned every single night.
I didn't know that since I haven't worked there, unlike you.
Yes, they clean it. I mean, if you've never taken a trip to Madison, come down, enjoy the state capitol, get in for free. One of the great treasures of the state of Wisconsin. So there you go. I'm going to, as I said, chill out a little bit, maybe go grab a brat at the terrace tonight. And then tomorrow it's more unpacking for Todd. So that's my spectacular 4th of July. I'll be doing that. Usually on Fridays, we tend to say something we're thankful for. I guess I'll end with this, Mr. Zommers. I didn't give you any heads up, so I'm sorry for that. But when we think about Independence Day, like, what does it mean to you? What is America? What is a birthday? What is Independence Day or celebrating it mean to you?
I think I agree a lot with what you said earlier in the show, how some people might not want to associate with the American flag right now, and I completely get that. I respect that. But I think Independence Day is a day to be hopeful and concentrate on the positives and think, you know, this country was founded on some really great ideas, and we can still do our best to adhere to those.
Totally agree. Hard for me to improve much upon that. I've loved the 4th of July ever since I was a kid. We used to have a family reunion on the 4th of July. We had the farm, used to do my own fireworks show, love the pyrotechnics of it, and just, you know, love the patriotism of it. And you're right. Our country is not perfect. Certainly there's a lot of folks that are still left behind. But when you look around the world at a lot of the alternatives, we're still doing a heck of a lot better than other places. And the United States of America is still someplace that people want to come to. Doesn't mean we don't have areas that we need a lot of improvement on, but it's still a place where, by and large, we have freedom of speech. By and large, we don't have to worry about the government coming after us if we say something against a current sitting elected official. That's not the case in places like Russia and in China and in other more repressive places that don't have a democratic republic or a form of democracy. And again, what our caller Tom said earlier in the show, reminding us that it's a time of year that we can stop, pause, and reflect, as Andy Spies, my former teacher, likes to say, and remember we're all Wisconsinites first. We're all Americans first. And despite our political differences, we should focus on what makes us great as a country. It's our differences. It's our diversity. It's the fact that in this country, we're not bound together by a state religion. We're not bound together by a geography. What makes us Americans is our ideals. That people from all over the world have come here because we believe in things like freedom and equality. And we have to keep striving to make those better each and every day. And that's what Independence Day is about to me. Keep banging your drum. Keep believing what you believe in. Don't give up fighting for it. Happy Independence Day. We'll be back with a live show on Wednesday. See you then.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.